Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi, it's Dr. Will Cole. This podcast is the manifesto for a new breed of health seekers. This is the art of being well. What's up, and welcome to The Art of Being Well. I am a leading functional medicine expert. I get to consult people around the world via webcam, and I'm a New York Times bestselling author. I wrote Intuitive Fasting, The Inflammation Spectrum, and Ketotarian, and a brand new book. It's for pre-order right now. It's called Gut Feelings. We're giving away free signed books from now until the book comes out. The subtitle to Gut Feelings is How to Heal the shame-fueled relationship between what you eat and how you feel. So we're talking all about the bi-directional relationship between our thoughts and emotions, and research around shame and stress and trauma and even intergenerational trauma and physical health. So we're talking about gut health and the vagus nerve and our nervous system and the interconnectedness between the two. So anyways, Gut Feelings, if you want to learn more about the book, all the books, the telehealth center we have with patients, the clinical work that we do, all this stuff, it's all at drwillcole.com. That's drwillcole.com. And listeners of The Art of Being Well, we are also giving away free signed books. If you head on over to Apple Podcasts and rate and review The Art of Being Well there, tell us what you love about the podcast. And every month, no matter when you listen to this episode, my team and I will be randomly going through the Apple Podcast reviews and picking winners. And then I'll reach out to you, and I'll ask which book you want, and I'll sign it, and we'll send it out personally straight to wherever you're at in the world. So you can do it two different ways. You can leave your Apple Podcast review screenshot. You can actually screenshot the Apple Podcast review and then message me over on Instagram at Dr. Will Cole, or you can leave your Instagram handle in the Apple Podcast review itself. Either way, completely fine. Good luck. All right, let's get to today's guests. They need no introduction, but I will give them one nonetheless. Catherine Power and Cameron Diaz. Catherine Power is a serial entrepreneur, CEO, and investor focused on creating products and businesses that connect to millennial and Gen Z consumers. Making a habit of finding the white space, Power has taken age-old industries and reimagined them with data-led, digital-first business models built for the modern shopper. Key themes to Power's brands like Who, What, Where, Verst, Aveline, which we're going to talk about today, Merit, include accessibility, inclusivity, clean ingredients, and sustainability. She has been acknowledged for her innovations on Fortune's 40 Under 40 list, Fast Company's Most Innovative Companies list, and Adweek's Creative 100, and as one of Inc's 20 young entrepreneurs to watch. And I not only get to talk to Catherine today, but joining us as well is none other than Cameron Diaz. Cameron Diaz is known around the world for her roles in such films as My Best Friend's Wedding, There's Something About Mary, Charlie's Angels, Shrek, and many other worldwide box office hits. She's a number one New York Times bestselling author of two books, The Body Book and the Longevity Book, and co-founder of Aveline Wine with Catherine Power. So we're going to learn so much from these two amazing women today. And stay tuned through the entire conversation, because at the end, I'll answer another one of your burning health questions and Ask Me Anything. All right, this is Catherine Powers and Cameron Diaz's Art of Being Well. Catherine, Cameron, I'm so excited this is happening.
So are we. Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Of course. So I want to say first how we all met. I met both of you separate times. I want to give a shout out to our friend,
yes,
Gwyneth.
Yeah, she's the best.
She's the connector of people.
She really is.
Yes.
She? Yeah.
So I met you both separately over separate years, but it's amazing that it's all coming together.
She's definitely like the mixer to the dough. You know what I mean? Like the batter.
The starter.
Like the starter. Yeah,
she's like the sourdough starter.
She's like, let me get everybody in here and make a...
Gluten-free sourdough starter.
Exactly.
And we obviously trust her recommendations, don't we? So.
Yes, she's a wealth of information. But how did you guys meet? How did you both meet?
We met through Nicole Ritchie, who's Cameron's sister-in-law.
Okay.
And she's been one of my best friends for 20 years. And so we were just always together at, you know, holidays and different functions, and really just gravitated towards one another. I think we're both kind of homebodies, and we, you know, we just like to sit in the corner and drink our wine.
Kind of stay out of the mix.
Yeah.
And, you know, we also enjoy entertaining at home and having people over, and we were sort of, you know, kind of in the same friends group. Yeah.
Would you say you're both introverted pretty much, or homebody?
Well, I definitely am. I don't know how you're going to explain yourself, Cameron.
It's hard to. It's hard to explain myself.
I'm trying not to look at you too, so I take my mouth off this thing. But go ahead, explain yourself.
I'm trying to. I don't know what I am. I'm definitely an introvert. I'm very socially awkward, for sure. Like,
do you think you've always been that way, or you have like trauma from being so known?
I think probably trauma.
Okay, that's so what I think.
When you were growing up, do you feel like you were more extroverted and then shifted?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, she's definitely an extrovert. Like, she loves to, when she's comfortable, she loves to talk and is so curious and all these things. I think it's a little PTSD.
Thanks, from
understandable.
You said it, I didn't, but.
I've just naturally, God made me this way, introverted, but hey,
But I do like my cozy space. Like, I really feel like curating the space where you are the most comfortable is really just important on a, you know, spiritual level.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Absolutely. So, Aveline, tell me about how this came about. Like, what was the genesis of it?
Yeah, well, we, you know, were literally sitting there one afternoon at Cameron's house enjoying a glass of wine. And, you know, we just started to talk about how everything in our life has gotten, you know, cleaner, right? Mm-hmm. We've traded our groceries for organic, our skincare products for, you know, clean ingredients, our, you know, personal care for non-toxic. And, you know, we were sort of sitting there debating whether or not we should have another glass of wine and talking about, you know, how wine kind of makes us feel most of the time. And we turned around the bottle and we said, you know, wait, is it just grapes? We've actually never really thought about it, you know?
Mm-hmm. And just like a naive, it's just fermented grapes. And even that, what does that mean?
Right.
You know?
Right. And that, when you look at the label, that's pretty, there's not much disclosure,
there's
right?
There's no disclosure.
No disclosure.
And it's not required.
Right. I'm excited to talk about that.
Yeah, it's one of the only consumables where you have no idea what's in it. What are the, you know, serving facts, right?
Right.
And so that just actually sent us out on a personal journey to understand the winemaking process. And we thought, you know, I wonder if there's a difference between certain wines, you know, because you would, sometimes you would go out and you'd be able to have a few glasses of wine and the next day you would, you know, feel pretty good. And then other times you would get a headache or you would. So we just were so curious about what it was that, you know, was going into these different bottles of wine.
Yeah. And, you know, that sort of curiosity, we weren't able to just get it answered by, you know, going on the website of, you know, of the winemaker. You know, there was really just no clear information.
Yeah.
So we talked to a girlfriend of ours who is has a wine shop, and she's understands the winemaking process, and she laid it all out for us. And along that, you know, sort of, we did kind of like a workshop with her, and there were so many things that just blew our minds. Yeah. First, that there's over 73 ingredients that can be added to wine without any, you know, declaration by the winemaker. And it's just, those are just tools for the vintner to be able to like create different things, whether it's just texture or experience color, on the palate, color, sweetness, you know, all those things that, you know, that might just be a choice, right? Mm-hmm. But some of those things are really just, when Catherine's talking about looking at labels, we've just gotten so accustomed to looking at, turning around a box, a jar, a bottle, a bag, mm-hmm. and saying, what's in here? And then you look at, you know, the winner is the one that has the least amount, and you know what they are, and you can identify what they do to your body. And yeah. you go, no, thank you. Or, yeah, oh, I can, you know, I can eat this. I can drink yeah. this. Yeah. That wasn't happening with these items, these ingredients that mm-hmm. were being added. You couldn't, besides sugar-colored concentrates, you couldn't even pronounce what they were.
Right.
And in some levels, they're okay at small levels. And then at higher levels, they become really toxic, mm-hmm. you know? And then along the fact that there's not always, wine's not always vegan was another thing that blew our minds.
Yes.
We had no idea about that. And then we didn't ever really think about, you know, how, I mean, when you think about wine, of course you want organic. Of course you want grapes grown organically.
Right.
And there's some sort of like romantic notion about winemaking that it's like, of course, it's like these vineyards and it's beautiful and it's yeah. got to be organic.
Right.
But it doesn't. Yeah. And the level of pesticides that are used on vineyards sometimes are just astronomical. Mm-hmm. And we also learned that it's not common practice to wash the grapes before they make wine because they don't want to add water to a plant before they're about to pick it right. at the perfect ripeness.
Yeah.
You know, they don't want water anywhere near the roots of the vine. And also through the maceration process, you're not adding water to that process. You know, there's just such the process of picking grapes, crushing grapes. Once they pick the grape, it's started. Everything's mm-hmm. happening then, and they're not going to rinse the grapes before they start.
Wow.
So here you are, you're taking in whatever's left, including sulfur. I mean, sulfur is naturally occurring in vineyards. Mm-hmm. So the sulfites that are in, say, organic wines, like natty wines that add no sulfur, no sulfites to it, still have sulfites that are naturally occurring. And that's what sort of they rely upon in the fermentation process of mm. making natural wines. And so all of those facts about growing grapes, what a vineyard's practices are, what the vintner's practices are, creating, you know, what they want the wine to taste like based off of the grapes that they've picked, you yeah. know, it's a science project, yeah. you know, it's chemistry. And so all of that kind of blew our minds. We're like, of course, we never really considered this. And I think it's kind of like that about anything that you're not, mm-hmm. you know, just entrenched in, you know, we kind of, that's why we rely on labels and yeah. content of everything that we consume. You
right.
know?
People age at different speeds, and the date on your license may not represent your inner biological age at all. If you're looking for ways to extend your health span and slow down the accelerated aging process, the keys to health and longevity run in your blood. That's why Inside Tracker provides you with a personalized plan to improve your metabolism, reduce your stress, improve your sleep, and optimize your health for the long haul. Created by leading scientists in aging genetics and biometrics, Inside Tracker analyzes your blood, your DNA, and fitness tracking data to identify where you're optimized and where you're not. You'll get a daily action plan with personalized guidance on the right exercise for your body, right nutrition and foods to focus on for your body, and what supplements are right for your body. It's bio-individuality at its best. You can actually see, based on lab data, what the right exercise, foods, and supplements are for your body. I would also recommend adding in what they call InnerAge 2.0. Add InnerAge 2.0 to any plan for definitive calculation of your true biological age. You can actually see, based on data, how you're aging from the inside out. For a limited time, get 20% off the entire Inside Tracker store. All you have to do is head on over to insidetracker.com/artofbeingwell. That's insidetracker.com/artofbeingwell. Or you can use code WILLCOLE at checkout to get 20% off the entire Inside Tracker store. If you don't want to accidentally take a laxative and have the worst day of your life, listen to this. If you're currently taking a magnesium supplement, chances are you're flushing it down the toilet. And I mean that completely literally. You see, the most common type of magnesium is actually used as a laxative. So if you're taking it, you're literally pooping and peeing it out, which means the 80% of Americans who are magnesium deficient could actually be making their deficiency worse by taking magnesium. I see it all the time when I'm looking at labs, people that take magnesium supplements every day that are deficient on labs. Kind of ironic, isn't it? The worst part about magnesium deficiency is how it affects almost every aspect of your health. Your metabolism suffers, you can't lose weight, your blood pressure can go up, and a whole lot more. And the worst part is your sleep suffers the most. So what's the solution? It's called Magnesium Breakthrough, and it is a great magnesium product that I have seen great results with. It's the only full spectrum magnesium supplement with 7 unique forms of magnesium that your body can actually absorb. And this month, they're including free bottles of their full line of digestive health products on select orders while supplies last. That means you're getting free products to try that will help support your digestive system. Having an optimized digestive system means less energy trying to digest foods and absorbing more nutrients from the foods you eat. This special offer is only available at magbreakthrough.com/Will Cole. Visit magbreakthrough.com/Will Cole. Enter code Will Cole for 10% off any order.
I used to care so much about portraying a perfect life and acting like everything was okay when really things were far from it. I was secretly battling anxiety, depression, and an eating disorder. So it was a lot. I'm Victoria Garrick, former Division I athlete, mental health advocate, and host of Real Pod. Every Wednesday, I sit down with celebrities, athletes, entrepreneurs, and more to talk about the inner thoughts and feelings that we're all struggling with. So leave the filters and Facetunes at the door and join me on Real Pod.
So what are some of these 73 ingredients, Gavin?
Well, there are concentrates and added sugar to start with. So there's something called Mega Purple, which is a really common ingredient added to commercial red wines.
And that's just for the aesthetic of
it's for, the color, the texture. You know, a lot of sugar can be added throughout the winemaking process. And, you know, we don't eat food with added sugar. So why would we want to drink that? But yeah, there's such a, you know, a requirement for kind of consistency in color and texture and sweetness. And so, you know, sometimes the biggest brands are the worst offenders because they have those, you know, standards when really wine is an agricultural product and it's different from vintage to vintage. And that's kind of what's cool about it too. So it's everything from that to excess sulfur. So as Cameron said, it's naturally occurring in the wine. It's in a lot of things that we eat. But if you stay below 100 parts per million, which is the sort of measurement for sulfur in wine, that kind of falls under the standards of being what we consider to be a wine made with organic grapes. All of our wines are below 100 parts per million. In fact, they're in the 60 to 80 range. All of those little things kind of add up and factor into, you know, what it does to your body. And then as Cameron mentioned, you know, wine is often, you know, the fining process or the filtration process is done using animal byproducts, whether it's casing or, you know, egg whites, and that's never disclosed. Right. So if you're a really strict vegan, you know, we're not vegan, but if you are a really strict vegan, you know, and you don't know that, that's, you know, that's pretty upsetting.
Yeah, that's insane. Where did you guys, where did you have to go to find the grapes that fit this standard? Where was it?
We went to, we didn't invent, you know, this wine making style. This is sort of like old world wine. This is wine mostly made, not mostly made, but a standard practice a lot on these sort of larger generational farms and winemakers in Europe. So we basically, and around the world, it's not something that, you know, we, like I said, we didn't invent it, but we kind of did our own research to figure out what wine we wanted to drink and that we both enjoyed because we have different palates. Exactly. Well, we did a lot of, you know, sort of tasting here in LA, and then we contacted the vineyards. We spoke to them about their farming practices, their sort of capacity, their winemaking practices, what they didn't add, what they did add. And then once we kind of found people that kind of aligned with the values that we wanted to set for Aveline, mm-hmm. we then went to Europe and met with them and toured the vineyards, toured the winemaking facilities, went into their beautiful cellars that have, you know, they've been there for hundreds of years because they're generational farmers and winemakers. And we did our blends and we kind of did projections as much as we could on how much wine we thought we would need. And we kind of just made the, you know, made partnerships there.
And we really had to convince these people, these beautiful farms, you know, to work with us. It's such a, it's an old industry, and, you know, we are two
not winemakers,
novices when it comes to the wine world. You know, I think we've had success in the areas that we work, but this was a totally new world, right? So imagine us, you know, showing up and knocking on the door saying, we want to make a wine brand. And, you know, I would say there are people that got it and our partners that we ended up with certainly did, but it's not easy to convince someone like, hey, this is not a celebrity wine brand. This is us trying to champion the way that you are making wine and make it more prevalent in the market, which is really what we're trying to do. So it's been amazing to go to these different partners. You know, we chose a different partner for each blend because we had a specific taste profile in mind and we sought them out based on that. And to be able to make this wine together with them and also support their business and, and make it, you know, make what they've been doing for so long really celebrated through the Aveline brand.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, are you getting pushback? Because you are disruptors in some way, in a positive way, but you're disrupting a big industry.
Yeah.
Yes, and we knew we would. Okay. So we have been very focused on our consumer. We understand the consumer very well. And we have been less concerned about what the traditional wine industry thinks about our business.
Right.
You know, we have received wonderful ratings and some acclaim from experts in the field, but it's not been a dedicated focus for us because we knew that we would receive pushback on the concept of clean wine, right? And this is exactly what happened in the beauty industry, which is what I do in my day job. And you know, it was the same thing when we came out with clean cosmetics, clean skincare. Right. What does that mean, right? But the consumer is demanding it.
And defining it.
And defining it. True. And it's up to us as a brand to, you know, define what it means to Aveline. But ultimately, this is just the beginning of a movement that's going to demand a lot more transparency from all of the wine brands and cleaner ingredients. And so, yeah, we've had some haters.
Yeah, and that's okay. We weren't concerned with those people. You know, we're really, as Catherine said, we're focused on our consumer and they understand it. They're the ones that are looking, you know, not just at this moment, but for the rest of their consuming life for these products. You know, this isn't a fad. This is a way of life. And, you know, holding that standard across all of your consumption, I think is something that makes sense to this consumer. And I don't think they're giving it up anytime soon. And for them to sort of even, you know, also haven't really maybe even thought about drinking wine because there's, you know, I think it's like two things. It's one, you're drinking wine, you have no idea. And so when you get this information, you're like us, where we're like, oh, I didn't even consider that. Now I can't not consider it. Now it's just the standard for me. Now I just can only consume wine that I know what's in the bottle and what's not in the bottle. And then there's the consumer who is like, not even considering wine because they didn't know what was in the bottle.
Right.
Or that they had an experience with it and it wasn't a great experience because maybe the wine that they were drinking had a really high level of sugar. It, you know, as we all know, sugar just doesn't make you feel great, you know? And, you know, so we're you know, we're kind of providing this information, this transparency, and we're not just doing it here on the podcast. We're doing it on the aisle, on the bottle, facing the consumer as they right. walk down trying to make a decision. For Catherine and I, that was a huge part of what we wanted Aveline to do, which was, you know, if you're walking down an aisle and there's 700 wines, and there's 700 wines on like one wine. Grocery, you know what I mean? Yeah. And on one grocery aisle, and you're like, how do I figure out which one I want?
Yeah.
And you're looking at, you know, maybe you pick it by varietal, only because you know that varietal, what that one varietal tastes like, right? Mm-hmm. And so you want a dry, crisp white wine, but maybe you want a Sauvignon Blanc. You're still looking at 200 Sauvignon Blancs and not knowing whether or not what's in the bottle.
Yeah.
Aveline is a dry, crisp white. As you look at the bottle, all of the information is on the front. It says it's made with organic grapes. It says no sugars, colors, or concentrates. It tells you exactly what it tastes like. It's dry, crisp. And it tells you, if you turn around the bottle on the back, it gives you the ingredient, you know, the nutrients information mm-hmm. about sugars and carbs and all the things that you rely upon on other consumables. And we also understand that, you know, drinking wine isn't always about sitting down and having a big meal. It's about enjoying it with your friends, having a nice glass by yourself at the end of the day. So we add there a little pairs well with, you know, a part of your lifestyle rather than sort of the sort of old school, way of thinking about how you consume wine. And, you know, we don't put our varietals on the wine because we know that our consumer may not know exactly what the varietal means. You know, there's so many grapes. There's not just like the four that everybody knows about. There's many different varietals that have very similar flavor profiles to the ones that you drink, you know about.
Yeah.
And so it's not about so much the varietal, but what it tastes like. And we, like Catherine said, we created these blends specifically for a certain drinker or certain a flavor profile, but Catherine and I have different palates. So we wanted to find something that met us in the middle. I usually drink a bolder red and she wanted a lighter red. So we found the blend that works for both of us.
Yeah.
She likes a Pinot Grigio with white and I like a Sauvignon Blanc. We found something that we both enjoy drinking. Mm-hmm. Our rosé is just the perfect rosé. It's from Provence and it's delicious. And, you know, we have a sparkling. Those are our core.
Yeah. And you have a wines. New cap coming out, right?
Yeah. On our website for direct to consumer, we have like additions.
Great. Yeah. So we're doing, you know, we have throughout retail stores across the country, you can buy our white, our rosé, and our red blend. And then on our website, drinkaveline.com, we do a lot of limited time exclusives. And that's where we do get more specific with varietals. Like we just launched the Cabernet, which is perfect for fall. You know, it's Aveline's clean take on a classic cab. And we have a Pinot Noir there and a delicious Grenache Blanc. So for the Aveline super fans, they can go a bit deeper and buy some special wines.
And all of our blends hold the same standards, you know, as far as how organically grown grapes.
Standards.
All the standards, yeah.
Got it. And you all know I'm a functional medicine doctor. That's my day job. Mm-hmm. I'm a pragmatist when it comes to things like alcohol. People want to know, if you're going to recommend something, what do you recommend?
Mm-hmm.
And I say low alcohol, organic wine, and low sugar as well. You all know my day job is running my functional medicine telehealth center. That's 99% of my job. From 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., I'm right here consulting patients around the world. And I'm also the medical director for Kroma. Kroma is freaking amazing. Kroma is the anti-cleanse. They are replacing deprivation with satisfaction and nourishment. Their crazy good superfood-filled formulations are the perfect balance to flavor and function, giving health optimizers a convenient way to reset, sustain, and repeat as needed. Forget everything you know and fear about cleanses. Kroma's transformational 5-day whole body reset is changing the way people think about cleansing and detoxing, focusing on nourishment over starvation. Myself and my team, especially when I was working on developing this with Chroma, we tested their 3-day and 5-day reset over and over again. It is amazing. You feel amazing. You feel alert, better gut health, better energy levels. I am personally obsessed with their beauty matcha with collagen, turmeric, ginger, and mushrooms, as well as their super porridge made with nuts and seeds. And it's a perfect way to start your day and ignite your metabolism. You get two broths a day, including several bone broths that are incredibly delicious and so healing for your gut. They also have a vegan broth as well. They have a super greens elixir with 82 superfoods, vitamins, and nutrients, and their evening calming repair magnesium not only tastes great, but is really good for supporting your sleep throughout the night. For the Art of Being Well listeners, and only for a limited time, go to chromawellness.com, use code WILLCOLE20 at checkout for 20% off your first Chroma 5-day reset purchase. They never offer this big of a discount on their reset, so definitely take advantage of the special deal. Offer ends November 1st, 2022, so get on it, my friends. That's chromawellness.com. Use promo code WILLCOLE20. Meet Ritual, a company that was founded by a skeptical mom who didn't trust the multivitamins out there. She believed we deserved better. Today, Ritual has a first-of-its-kind traceable supply chain so you can actually see where all of your key ingredients come from and why they are there. They don't just say, take our word for it. They actually show you the proof. Like their flagship multi, which has USP verification and a peer-reviewed and published clinical study. All their products are vegan and non-GMO and third-party tested, so you actually know you can trust them. I've honestly used this multivitamin for a long time. They've been long-standing sponsors of the podcast, and you all know if they're a sponsor on the podcast, it's because I use it personally or I recommend it to patients, my team uses it, or all of the above. Ritual's multivitamins were specifically formulated to help fill nutritional gaps in the diet with key ingredients like vitamin D3 and vegan omega-3 DHA. Their delay-release capsule is designed to be gentle on the stomach, and there's a mint tab in every bottle to keep things fresh to help avoid that fishy aftertaste common with most omega-3s. Ritual is certified B Corporation that believes doing good for your health means also doing good for the planet. Novel thought, right? Start a vitamin ritual you can actually trust. To get started, visit ritual.com/WillCole today and get 10% off your first three orders. That's ritual.com/WillCole to start your new ritual today. So let's talk about the sugar. We touched on it a bit, but people don't know how much sugar they're consuming when they're having this. I actually had somebody on my team wear a continuous glucose monitor and test Avaline. Was one of their best suited foods for their blood sugar balance.
Because a lot of people
they'll spike and dip throughout the day and they don't realize that this is a hidden source of sugar. So not that I would recommend drinking wine to get your blood sugar balance, but if you're going to have it, you want to have one that's supportive of blood sugar balance.
Yeah.
And we started talking before we started recording that a lot of our patients have food reactions, like histamine reactions.
Yes.
They have the skin flushing, they get the migraines. I find that when you get a wine that's pure like yours, there's way less likely to be reactions. Do you find that to be the case as well?
Absolutely. And it usually comes from one or two things, which is the level of histamines or the tannins, frankly, like if you're sensitive to tannins or you're allergic to them. But so we are really careful about the sort of level of those things that go into our wine because I'm a sensitive little flower myself. But I think it's really the combination of all those things. It's starting with clean wine. It's, you know, very little added throughout the winemaking process, you know, being at a certain lower level of sulfites, no added sugars or concentrates of any kind. And then, you know, our white wine, for example, is 11% alcohol, which is super light. So we monitor that as well as we're choosing blends and, you know, that our winemakers are presenting us with and we're tweaking things. We'll go back and say, okay, but, you know, we need to have this hit, you know, slightly lower to be more comfortable. Mm-hmm. You know, what can we do?
Yeah, I love it. I could talk to you guys forever about this stuff. I'm curious, talking about wellness and you caring so much about your wellness and how that's evolved over the years. For both of you, how has your wellness evolved over the years? Catherine?
I mean, I've always been pretty health conscious. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think now there are so many great doctors like yourself and nutritionists who understand the body so much more, the mm-hmm. gut, you know, we're able to get our own glucose monitors, like all yeah, of these things, yeah. which just gives me more knowledge to make mm-hmm. decisions and create, you know, routines that incorporate, you know, yeah. all of the things that are best for my body. I'm a big believer that it's, you know, you really can't have a one size fits all plan for people. It's really got to be so personalized. And yeah. at the end of the day, like intuitively, I kind of know, yeah. you know, what's best for me. And that's mm-hmm. one thing I've learned over the last several years, just trying all these different peptides and supplements and protocols, and ultimately, like, just understanding that I have a pretty good instinct about what makes me feel best.
Yeah. How about you, Cameron?
I mean, I've always been sort of like, I grew up on fast food.
We've talked about that.
You know, I like, if I had, you know, if you tested my blood when I was 10, 11 years old, it would be like Taco Bell sauce, like 80% Taco Bell sauce. You know, it was, you know, I've eaten anything and everything that I've wanted most of my life.
Yeah.
And I've been active most of my life. But about a decade ago, I came into a more serious understanding of my body, really wanting to know how my body functioned, which kind of prompted me to go and do research and then want to write a book about yeah. the body. And I always felt like, here we have this body that nobody tells us about. Yeah. And also the doctors that we're going to see that are just Western medicine doctors actually don't really know a lot about how it functions either. They might understand, you know, in regards to nutrition and physical activity being sort of not the focus on the Western doctors, yeah. you know, care to their patients. It's more about medicine,
yeah.
you know, and I thought, if you get this big old pamphlet with your iPhone that tells you all how it works, you know, all the way down to the chip, how come we can't have a book that really breaks down our body and helps us understand how it functions with nutrition and physical activity? So I wrote the body book, and then a couple of years later wrote about aging, because that was really something I was curious about aging on a cellular level. So I wrote the longevity book, and all of those were just science-based, and you know, that was really important to me. So I got a better understanding of my body. But the thing that really was mind-blowing to me when I wrote the body book was the microbiome. And mm-hmm. that was just sort of like the beginning of the science. Well, it had been around for decades before, but it was sort of becoming more grasped by, you know, the medical and the understanding and that how important the biome was. In because we're in the revolution of medical revolution, and we're being able to see inside our bodies at yeah. the tiniest level that we've ever been able to see it. And yeah. we're going zooming in and understanding these things. And like Catherine says, we have all these options and to sort of monitor ourselves, and, you know, and doctors like yourself who are integrative and understand that it is a sort of individual customized sort of idea that our bodies are all unique.
Yeah.
And we, you know, it's not one-stop shop.
And how can all the systems work together too.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, you know, exactly. you can go to a hormone doctor yeah. and they know about the hormones, and you can go to, you know, a gut doctor and they'll tell you about the gut, but it's like, yeah. they're actually so intertwined,
right.
you know,
integrative medicine.
That's what
this
I
gentleman
do.
Right here. And also I'm 50, you know, I'm 50. I just turned 50.
One of the best times of SNL was right with that skit.
It's really fantastic. It's really great. Are you saying at 50?
Yeah, no, that skit on SNL.
Oh, yeah, on the skit. Kid. Yeah, she's yeah. like, I'm 50. Yeah. Yeah, it's so good.
You had a birthday. Happy
I did.
Birthday.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, so it's, and wanting to kind of go like, I want another 50, 60 years.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've been working with you for the last 4 months, and you've been like a tremendous help with my, you know, where I was at when I grabbed hold of the rock and pulled myself out of the tumultuous sea and said, can you help me?
Yeah.
And it's been really sort of, you know, changed both mine and Benj's whole world. And we've, you know, I can't thank you enough for that. And I literally text you a new person every single day.
So
I'm like,
sweet. I love it.
I was like, can you help my friend? But, you know, you've really changed our game up massively.
Hey.
So thank you.
Of course. I want the next 50 years to be the healthiest.
That's how I feel, you know, and yeah. I really think it's achievable, you know,
absolutely.
Because it is now a situation where you just have so much more information and, you know, podcasts like this, like yours, and all the information that you give people on a daily to help them understand and give them guidance is just so important
yeah.
because it is integrative. Like you said, all these different systems in our bodies, they're not functioning alone.
Yeah.
And, you know, you focus so much on the gut, which is now we know is the Grand Central Station. It's
yeah.
it's the center of our whole entire body.
And, right.
you know, this symbiotic yeah. relationship that we have with the microbes in our body,
yeah.
you know, we can't do it without them and they can't do it without us.
Yeah.
And it's which ones are in there that are,
yeah.
that we're doing it with.
yeah. Let's get some friends
yeah.
up in here. And I agree with you. Like, I think so many people, I'm always telling people, just because something's common doesn't necessarily mean it's normal.
Mm-hmm.
Like so many people, they struggle with fatigue or
right.
the brain fog or the digestive problems
mm-hmm.
or the trouble losing weight. And they think, well, I'm just getting older. I'm just stressed. I'm just a new mom.
Yeah.
And they oftentimes get told that by their doctor too.
Yeah.
Like you're just depressed. See you later. Take this pill. Or you are just a new mom. And there's so many people that settle for that lack of vitality.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that we're having this conversation to not normalize that. And they can really feel great. And I find that they don't look at things like the quality of their alcohol to see, could this be a culprit
yes.
of something that's zapping how I want to
yeah,
feel?
Yeah, absolutely. I actually feel like, you know, the first couple months of the program, I achieved one thing, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, we lost a ton of weight and digestion got better and sleep got better, all these things. But now I'm finding mm-hmm. that my clarity, my, you know, my brain fog, my energy, all the things that were kind of like, you know, I thought, oh, this is with aging.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just going to get this. I'm just going to get old. I feel like I'm able to remember more things now. My thought process is clearer. All of the things the foundation of which I stand upon now is
mm-hmm.
like getting so much more, you know, stabilized that I have the space for all of the, you know, other aspects of, you know, just being able to like remember what am I supposed to be doing right now?
Yeah. Like, yeah. Why did I walk in this room?
Yeah, exactly. And now I'm thinking ahead. You know,
yeah.
again, I'm thinking ahead. That's so exciting. I'm like,
I love it.
I got these 10 things I've got to do next.
yeah.
You know? Your bandwidth has been expanded.
Thank you for,
yeah.
yes, exactly.
Perfect Bar has a lineup of fresh from the fridge protein snacks that actually taste amazing and are actually really good for you too. That's why I am excited to partner with Perfect Bar and share one of my favorite go-to refrigerated snacks with you. Made with freshly ground peanut butter, organic honey, and 20 organic superfoods, Perfect Bar has a variety of products like protein bars and little snack size bars too that are all so good and good for you. You are sure to find something you love. My favorite is their classic peanut butter bar. Oh my gosh. I have a little pro tip for you because I've been loving these for a long time. Way before they were sponsors on the podcast, I've been eating these things. They're great cold for sure, because they come refrigerated and you keep them refrigerated. But if you let them go room temperature, they are, in my opinion, even better. And they're both really good, eat cold and room temperature. But room temperature, even a little warmed up, they are so good. Thank me later. Their protein bars have a cookie dough-like texture that's creamy and full of flavor, unlike any other bars out there. And now they come in little snack sizes as well. Up to 6 grams of whole foods protein and 150 calories, a little goes a long way. Perfect Bar knows it will be love at first bite, so for a limited time, they're offering you a chance to try their refrigerated protein bars for free. Here's how it works. Sign up for email or text and upload a picture of your receipt from your local grocery store, and they'll reimburse you for the cost of one bar directly into your Venmo or PayPal account. That's pretty cool, right? All you have to do is go to perfectsnacks.com/Will Cole to get a free Perfect Bar today. That's perfectsnacks.com/Will Cole to get a free Perfect Bar today. Happy snacking. What I loved about something you told me a few months ago is you were in Italy, right?
Yeah.
But you came back and you knew exactly intuitively how to ground yourself back.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's what I think wellness should be. It should be an intuitive, grace-filled mm-hmm. thing where it's not arduous, it's not restrictive. It's like, no, it's a bad trade-off to go back to things that don't love you back.
Exactly. And that's exactly what it is. I went for so long, you know, because I come from sturdy stock. You know, I can endure a lot. You know what I mean? Like, and when you're living with discomfort and it becomes normal, you don't really realize mm-hmm. what it is. Like, I for so long said, oh yeah, I can eat gluten, I can eat dairy, oh yeah, I can have this or that. That doesn't affect me. And the truth is that I may not have celiac, it may not be debilitating to me, but my quality of life mm-hmm. yeah. is definitely being edged, you know, like out a little yeah. bit, you know?
Yeah.
And so when I removed all the inflammatory foods, I realized, wow, I was actually suffering. I was yeah. just dealing with symptoms all the time that I had no idea that I just became so normal.
Yeah.
And they were coming from things that I didn't expect it from. So when I got to that point where we just kind of committed to a certain way of eating, it really made a difference. And we did go on this amazing trip to Italy. And I think the part that was, you know, the food was incredible. We didn't suffer when we ate the same things. Everybody says it, and it's yeah. true. You go to Italy, you yeah. eat the food there.
You can get
it's
away
completely
with a lot more.
Different.
Yeah.
But we were just eating so much that our digestive systems like never had a chance to yeah. like, you know, chill out.
Yeah.
So it was really good to, like you said, like come back, ground ourselves. We knew exactly what to do. We did it. And, you know, we got back on track without any
issues.
Bumps. Yeah. Any yeah. issues. Yeah.
Exactly. Something that I know, Catherine, that you've always done in your career is to democratize these things within wellness, democratize the aspirational.
Yes.
You're intentional to do this with Alvaline as well, right?
Yes. I think, you know, when Cameron and I became curious about what was in the wine and we understood there were wines that were better for you than others, mm-hmm. Those are the wines we went out and we tried to buy. And they were really hard to find. And we live in LA, which is the mecca of wellness.
Yes, it is.
So we felt frustrated by that. We wanted to create a solution that is Alvaline, and we wanted to make it really accessible to people. So when we launched the brand, we went directly into large chain grocery stores all across the country so that mm-hmm. people had access to it. Our wines are priced at about $19.99 most places that you go. And we really wanted to make that as accessible as possible to people. Mm-hmm. And that's what I do with, you know, my skincare brand, Verst, which is clean and highly results-driven skincare mm-hmm. at under $22 a product, widely distributed. And Alvaline is the same.
Yeah, I love it. I have a question for you, Cameron. You left acting for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about this recently. You're getting back into the game.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, why did you stop?
Mm-hmm.
I think I know why, but why did you stop and what made you get back into it?
I stopped acting because my life was wildly unbalanced.
Okay.
I was working for decades and sort of really focused on one part of my life. And mm-hmm. I decided that it was time to really, you know, look at my life holistically as a whole mm-hmm. and see the places that I wasn't engaged, that I needed to be engaged. And to make just to be happier, just to be more fulfilled. And I ended up meeting Ben right at the end of my last film, basically. Months later, I met him. And he was sort of in the same place. And we just were like, we wanted the same thing out of life. And we wanted to build it together. And so we started that journey. And it wasn't, you know, because I had been wildly unbalanced with work, I knew that going back to make movies just wasn't in the cards to do what we wanted to do
mm-hmm.
and to build the life that we wanted together. So I was really done with acting. I was really happy not to be, you know, we always say like making movies is a young person's game. You
yeah.
know what I mean? It's like, it's very, you know, you do it when you're young because you have the endurance for it and your life isn't built out the same as it is when you get older with family and mm-hmm. marriage and all of those things. So, you know, as the last almost decade now has gone, Benj and I have been very successful in building the life we wanted to together. we have an amazing life. And then, you know, during the pandemic, we got to really dig in and have our family, and it was incredible. And we feel so fortunate to have our daughter. And we, like everybody else, kind of spent every day in our home and decided at the end of it that we might need a little shift. Mm-hmm. And making a movie was something that sounded like a good motivator to then do another sort of rebalancing for our life, which was, I have to get healthy. I got to be strong to do a movie. And so we came to you first and said, can you help us do this? And now we've got our footing pretty well into our wellness, and the movie's, you know, coming up to speed, and I feel really great and excited to do it. It's a great shift for our family. We get to, you know, Benj has been building his businesses for the last 8 years, and they're at a place where he can kind of, you know, he's killing it. Yeah. I'm so proud of him. He really is so, you know, he's such a hard worker, but he's an entrepreneur. You and him, Catherine and Benj always talk about, you know, they're the business aspect of the game.
He's really very talented. He has such good instincts and he's very smart.
Yeah. So he's got all of that happening. And I've been sort of supporting building the family, building the home together with him, but supporting him through his businesses, building his businesses. And he's just like, you know what I want to do? I want to support you in what you do. I want to be the one holding down the fort. I want to be the one, you know, taking care of our family and our home along with his businesses, because he's the guy who will put everything on, you know, like the ox that carries it up the hill. He's like, I just want to be able to support you and what you do, what you thrive in and what you're great at. And so we're going to go do that together.
I love that. Yeah, so awesome.
It's
acting being a younger person's game. I'm curious, if you were in your 20s, getting into industry now, do you think, how is it different now versus when you first started?
Oh my God, so different. I mean, it's so different from 10 years ago. You know, you have all the streaming platforms now. You know, you don't have movies the way that movies were when I was, you know, coming up. It's a whole different ball game, you know. There's just so much more work for actors. You know, there's so much more content.
Got it.
You know, it's not the same 10 people,
right,
you know, who are trying to get the same job. You know, it's like, you know, there weren't, you know, there was a handful of movies being made a year, you know. So now there's just so much content out there, so many different platforms. Mm-hmm. So that's very interesting. And the culture of social media and how you become relevant or known as an artist or a, you know, personality or whatever it is. There's so many different categories now in the world of, in air quotes, fame. Mm-hmm. You know, it was very different when I was starting out. It was not, and it wasn't even something that I intended to do. So it just happened. So,
right, yeah, it's crazy. A lot has changed. Like growing up in the 90s to now,
growing up in the 70s and 80s.
Oh, I was 80s and 90s. 80s and
90s. It's really changed.
A lot has changed. As you know, the podcast is called The Art of Being Well. At the end of every episode, I want to pick your brains about different facets of wellness. This is Cameron and Catherine's Art of Being Well. You guys up for this formidable challenge?
Yeah.
All right. Both of you can answer. One healthy food. What's a healthy food that is healthy, but it's the worst tasting healthy food that you still eat it, not because it tastes good, but because it's so good for you?
A food or a supplement?
Let's do either one. I want to hear it. Let's do it.
The stuff I have to do in my mouth. What is that stuff?
I don't know. There's probably, I don't know.
It's like the omega maybe supplement that has like a peppermint flavor or something.
It's the glutathione.
The glutathione.
Oh, the glutathione is the worst tasting.
They try to mask it with the lemon.
Yeah, that's what it is. The lemon. Yeah.
You're not digging the lemon?
It's okay. I don't mind it. I've kind of gotten to the point where I'm like, you know what? This is just what it is.
Yeah. Gwyneth has a name for that one, but I'll tell you guys out there. It's pretty horrible.
I can only imagine.
I would have to agree on the glutathione to the point where I just get it intravenously because I can't.
Yeah.
Like, I do it like every other week. But I also, we both, I think, take a lot of Chinese herbs, and the capsules are one thing, but the tea. which I think you kind of become accustomed to, but it's not tasty.
It's not pleasant.
Right.
Yeah.
Not pleasant. Well, that's a good answer. What, if you had to pick your dream vacation, what's your dream vacation?
Oh, that's so hard because there's so many things. You know what I really, really want to do?
What?
I want to go back to Iceland.
Nice. Mm. I've never been.
It is one of the most extraordinary places on earth. It is so.
What do you recommend in Iceland?
I was only there for like 3 days, but it was just in August. It was really an incredible experience just because it's fire and ice.
Yeah.
You know, this is such a dynamic duo.
Yeah.
You know, they really create something super special together and it's dramatic.
Yeah.
At the same time that the people are just so lovely and there's a way of life there that has become, you know, they've really figured out how to exist there in a harmonious way.
Yeah.
What about you, Catherine?
I'm pretty basic, I would say. Italy, or we love to go to St. Bart's because it's sort of like being in Europe, but also like being in the Caribbean. And for us LA people, it's special. I know on the East Coast, people go a lot, but those are probably my two favorite destinations.
Love it. You both are parents, right?
You're independent? Yes.
Do you have, I just went, took my daughter, who you all met, to Disneyland yesterday. Do you ever go to Disneyland?
Oh my God, it must have been so hot.
It was freaking hot.
Oh,
it was hot.
My
Holly
gosh.
Went on my team. It was hot.
We went last year at this time and it was devastatingly hot. So I can't imagine
nowhere
this
to go.
Year.
Nowhere to go.
Yeah.
Do you ever go to Disneyland?
I love Disneyland. I grew up here.
That's
so,
right.
You know,
I went all the time as a kid. Yeah.
What's your favorite Disneyland ride?
I remember when they had tickets. We still had the tickets to get on.
Yeah, and then they had the fast pass card.
What do they have now?
Well, no,
everything
you had
digital.
Tickets.
Oh,
you
to get on the ride.
Yeah,
okay.
You had to like each ride.
I've
you had to buy
this.
Like they had categories like A, B, C, and D, like. And
depending
you would
on
an e-ticket. Do you guys ever heard like the,
yes.
or the A, the, what was it? It was like the A ticket or the B ticket or something like that, which got you on certain rides.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I've heard about this.
Yeah.
Now it's all digital. Mm-hmm. Even the fast passes, it's all on the app.
Yeah.
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 Yep.
Do you have a favorite Disney ride?
Space Mountain.
Space Mountain's pretty great.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And the Pirates of the Caribbean.
That's sweet.
Always a classic.
Yeah, absolutely. What are two supplements that have been the biggest game changer for you personally?
Oh, I take two supplements for my gut, which have really changed my life. One is called SBI Protect,
okay.
and the other one is called MegaGuard.
Love it.
And then I've been on adrenal supplements for like 10 years, constantly changing them, but that's another game changer.
Love it. How about you, Cameron?
You know all the supplements I'm on.
What ones am I on again?
I think that's been really helpful is the glutathione. That's why I keep taking it.
It doesn't taste good, but it's good for you.
And you know, for me, I think it's just like the food. You know what I mean? Like food is the best.
The primary. Yeah.
You know, just that has been the game changer for me.
Love that. This is an interesting question. If you were able to live to the age of 100 and keep either the body or the mind of a 30-year-old for the last 70 years of your life, what would you pick?
Wow.
It would be, I instantly was going to say mind, but then it would be pretty frustrating to be like laying there with your brain going and not being able to do anything.
Yeah.
So like maybe the body?
Well, what happens to the mind? Give me another, like, how far? I think that, I mean, I know people who are in, you know, for me, I don't want the mentality of a 30-year-old. I want to have like the mentality and the experience of my 100 years. So I don't want to be like stalled out at 30.
Mm-hmm.
I developmentally arrested, so to speak. But physically, I mean, even if I could just have the strength of a 60-year-old, you know, like I'm at 50 right now.
Yeah.
I don't feel any different right now.
Right.
Like then,
you know,
I feel like really capable at this point, you know? So I'm planning on continuing that.
Amen. Yes.
You know, knock on wood.
That's right. What's a spiritual or a mindfulness practice that has been the biggest game changer for your wellness? Catherine?
Just meditating, and I do acupuncture weekly. And so that is also kind of a time for meditation and for me to just kind of relax my, you know, central nervous system, because I am like a high performer, always going stress. Like that is my biggest downfall more than what I eat is the stress from my jobs. So that is a weekly moment where I can just force myself to do nothing.
Know that.
I do TM, which has been, it's always where I go back to when I need to center myself.
Yeah.
And I just try to practice mindfulness, being present instead of like, and recognizing my anxiety, being able to identify my anxiety when it's happening and being able to go like, oh, I'm anxious. That's why all of these things feel really overwhelming. Right. Being able to just go like, oh, it's okay. And then go, why am I anxious? And identify the three things that I have that feel overwhelming to me. And know, like, I'll just take it one step at a time. All I can do is just move one foot in front of the other and do the most that I can in any given moment to just really chip away at whatever it is that I need to get done.
That's great advice.
You know, so.
If you're stuck on a desert island and you have one food only, purely on survival, nutrient density, you're looking to live, what would that food be for you?
Ooh.
Well, I don't know how long I'll live on it, but I could eat rice for every meal for the rest of my life.
What type of rice were you talking about?
Any kind.
I'm not picky about rice.
Like jasmine, brown, Spanish, Japanese, Chinese, whatever it is.
I'm just rice.
Just rice, yeah.
How about you?
Gosh, that's a really hard one because... you know, nutrient density, superfood situation.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, I could do kale forever. You know, like I need something green, but avocado, I could do like avocado. An avocado for the rest of my life.
What would you suggest?
Yeah.
I would say an avocado, or then I think of coconut too.
I know coconut, but coconut is just like a hard thing.
Yeah, I'm just thinking survival, not taste.
Coconut,
yeah, I think avocado is a good one.
Yeah, avocado,
or
coconut.
I would say... like anchovies or sardines or salmon or something like that.
I could do that too.
Yeah, love it.
So if we could have two, I would do avocado and anchovy.
I love it.
Yeah.
Great. What's the weirdest wellness thing that you've done that you're willing to admit on a podcast? And weird is relative, but.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Trying to think. I'm not like Gwyneth where it's like she does like
experimental.
Yeah, exactly. But I've done I've done since my 20s, I've done everything from muscle memory release kind of treatment where I go in and like really do all that. Acupuncture I've been doing since my 20s. I've done colonics, which now I know, like, no, I wouldn't do colonics now personally, unless I was told that they were what I needed.
Mm-hmm.
And then what else?
Yeah, colonics, hypnotism. God, I'm sure there's some weird stuff. I just can't think of it. And it also somehow probably feels very normal to me.
Yes, right.
You know, but.
Exactly.
Yeah, not as crazy as GP.
Yeah.
She's done everything.
She's done everything.
Yeah. I mean, we do the herbs, the acupuncture, all that stuff.
Yeah. Do you know what Myers-Briggs you are? We were talking about introvert, extrovert.
Oh, you asked me about
Enneagram.
That.
I asked you about Enneagram.
I need to do that.
Yeah.
I haven't done it. I didn't get a chance to do it.
I always forget my number, but it's painfully obvious. Like if you were to read me the description.
The Enneagram one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll talk about it afterwards.
Okay.
Yeah. It's fascinating. Do you know what Myers-Briggs you are? Like Ian?
I don't remember, but I've taken
it. What's the Myers-Briggs? What's that
It's INFJ or E. It's like introvert, extrovert, and how you basically operate.
No, that's what I need to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should take that again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's your favorite, not necessarily a health food, but like a better for you food? What would you say? Like a snack maybe.
Chicharroni isn't good, right? Pork rinds? No.
Baked
pastured. Pork rinds.
Yeah.
That's my because I had to give up popcorn.
Yeah.
I had to give up popcorn. And so, and I grew up on pork rinds because I'm Cuban and that was just like what we ate. And now they have ones that aren't fried. So they haven't baked.
I've recently really wanted to bring back sweet potatoes, which I feel like I just didn't really pay attention to for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But those are pretty good in many different forms.
And I love a seed and nut. I'm missing my seeds and nuts bad.
We'll reintroduce those.
Yeah.
We'll bring those back. Yeah. Japanese sweet potatoes. Have you had those before?
Oh, I love Japanese. Yeah. They're my best. Those are my favorite.
I've fried them and made them like sandwich buns for my burger.
Smart.
Sweet potatoes. Japanese sweet potatoes.
Yeah, we do that as well.
Bake them a little bit first and then smash them and then fry them.
Yum.
They're really good.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like a...
What's your favorite condiment if you had to pick?
Oh, I'm a vinegar person.
Really?
Any no. kind of vinegar. So if I had to say like a mustard, like a yellow mustard is...
Yeah, for me it would be like a mayonnaise.
Yeah, or like a ranch dressing.
I buy this one that doesn't have like bad oils in it.
Great. What's a book that you've read in the past year that's been, it could be fiction, nonfiction, that's been the biggest game changer for you personally?
As if we get to read books. And,
parents always say like Goodnight Moon.
Oh, you know what? What one did we just, we have this really sweet, It's a Wonderful World, or Wonderful Life. And I look to my, no, what, It's a Wonderful World? Yes, yeah. So It's a Wonderful World. We read, it's just like this beautiful book that's got great illustrations that we read often. That's so much fun, but.
It's awesome. Yeah, it's probably, a kid's book is pretty much all I read at this point.
I love it. So where can people go to find all the amazing stuff that we've talked about today? And I think we have a special code today,
we
too.
We do. So you can go to www.drinkaveline.com. You can order directly from our website or search your zip code to find where Aveline is carried near you. But if you'd like to order from our website, use the code BEINGWELL at checkout for 20% off your first order. It's not valid on subscriptions and it cannot be combined with any other offer.
Thank you both so much for coming on the podcast.
Thanks for having us. We really enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Anything? Oh, and you can follow us at Aveline on Instagram.
We'll do that.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks,
Thank
Will.
Thank you.
At the end of every episode, I'll be answering a question from one of you guys. Nothing is off limits. Ask me anything. And you can send your questions over to me on Instagram or Facebook. As a functional medicine practitioner, it's been fun seeing the questions that have already come in on different food philosophies, wellness trends, and ways to approach overall mental, emotional, and physical health and well-being. Thanks for those. And I'm looking forward to seeing what else is on your mind. Now it's time for another Ask Me Anything. And by the way, my friends, if you want to get your health questions answered, you can do it a few different ways. You can message me and comment on one of my posts on TikTok at Dr. Will Cole. You can message me on Instagram at Dr. Will Cole, or head on over to drwillcole.com. We have lots of contact information there as well. And I add them to a Google Doc and I get to at least one on regular episodes. And then we have entire episodes devoted to your burning health questions in Ask Me Anything episodes. All right, today's question is from Amy. Amy asks, can you explain leptin resistance and what do you do about it? All right, so leptin resistance is something that I see clinically quite a lot. And it's like anything in the body. It's a component to people's health puzzle. It's these sort of hormonal resistance problems, they don't happen in a vacuum. There's a confluence of issues and context as to why a person is struggling with different health issues. But to be pointed about this specific hormonal resistance pattern, leptin resistance. Leptin is a hormone that our fat cells produce. Our fat cells are actually an intelligent part of our endocrine system, our hormonal system. And fat cells release leptin, this hormone. Hormones are like akin to biochemical emails, and they're supposed to tell the brain in this instance, specifically the hypothalamic cells of the brain, our hypothalamus part of the brain, has leptin receptor sites, so they're supposed to pick up that biochemical email to tell the body, to communicate to the body that the body needs to burn fat. And it has to do with satiety and hunger signaling and fat burning mechanisms. And in the case of leptin resistance, it's when that brain receptor site is not picking up that hormone as optimally as we would like. So it's a hormonal signaling problem. So how I find this on labs is blood test. It's a very simple, conventional blood test that you can measure and quantify serum leptin levels. If leptin levels are above 10, typically that's indicative of some form of signaling issue or leptin resistance. So what are some symptoms of leptin resistance? Well, the most common one is stubborn weight gain or weight loss resistance. No matter what you do with food and what you do with exercise and all the wellnessy stuff, it's really difficult to lose weight. And you just think, dang, this shouldn't be that hard. And it also can cause things like insatiable cravings and hangriness, you know, hungry and angry is evil spawn. It can be a component to things like fatigue. And that is the hallmark pattern of leptin resistance. If you have difficulty with these things, it could be a component to why you feel the way that you do. So that's what leptin resistance is. We run these labs for people around the world, and you never want to hang your hat on just one biomarker. So you definitely want to look at the context of that. And there are causes to leptin resistance. And that's ultimately my job too. What's causing it in the first place? A mast cell activation, histamine intolerance, people with mold toxicity and chronic Lyme can see higher leptin levels. And then the most common, I would say, across the nation is leptin resistance is very much a part of metabolic syndrome. And you'll see high insulin, higher A1C, you'll see high triglycerides, low HDL. They're somewhere on that insulin resistant spectrum. And leptin resistance could be a component to that complex, that disordered, dysfunctional complex. So those are the two main causes. I would say a lot of my patients are dealing with some sort of autoimmune, histamine intolerance, some sort of mold toxicity sometimes, or chronic Lyme, some other biotoxin. Leptin resistance can be associated with those people, and also the insulin resistant metabolic syndrome. And obviously some people can have both, sadly. So it doesn't always have to be either or. What do you do about it? It really depends on what's driving it. So definitely want to get to the root cause of why you have the leptin resistance in the first place. Some basic things are looking at the amount of sugar that you're consuming in a day. Added sugar can definitely cause spiked leptin. Make sure you're getting optimal sleep at night. Make sure you're being active. Just the basic things can definitely be quite fundamentally essential to modulate leptin in a positive way. There are some, especially with insulin resistance, driven leptin resistance, different natural compounds, supplements that we will add to certain people's protocols if it's clinically appropriate. Things like alpha-lipoic acid, conjugated linoleic acid or CLA, African mango. These are different compounds, micronutrients, herbs that can also modulate leptin or improve leptin levels, especially if it's more insulin resistant driven. So those are some ideas. Another thing that comes to mind is not eating too late at night. So some basic time compressed feeding is a 12-12. Allow a couple of hours after dinner before you go to bed. So you're basically, you want to be in a fasted state throughout the night until you break the fast at breakfast in the morning. And then obviously from there, you can vacillate with different intermittent fasting, time compressed feeding windows, which listen to other episodes if you want the context around that, or you can drrollcole.com has tons of free content. Intuitive fasting, my book, has a lot of great content in there as well, as far as different intermittent fasting protocols that I've seen to be effective and what the science is showing to be promising. But great question. If you want to learn more about labs and running labs to look at things like leptin resistance and other hormonal problems, check out drrollcole.com for more information about our telehealth center. Thanks again for listening to The Art of Being Well. If you have a chance, please rate and review the podcast here. And if you like what you're hearing, hit follow and pass it along to a friend. To see more, head to drrollcole.com/podcast. I'll be back every Monday and Thursday, and I hope you will too. Talk soon.
Note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.